The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, 908. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray 2 weeks in a row.
Hey, don't get used to it. I'm gone next week.
All right. So travel. That's what we talk about during this hour. And I look on your website and I see you had an event this past week.
We did.
How'd it go?
Thank you to everyone who joined in. It was fabulous and great. And very soon, the show will be up on our
Looks like it's there.
Is it?
Yep.
So
August 31st,
2023
Europe River Cruises Navigate the Extraordinary.
Yay. Yep. So it's up. So you can watch it. So that's a fabulous thing. It was so much fun. And what was so great for me is that I had literally just gotten off of an Avalon ship.
Yeah.
And so I could talk about it. I've been on many, but it's been, again, with the pandemic, a while. So that was really great. There's some early booking discounts to take advantage of. So if you were on that call or you want to see anything more about that call or you're going to see it for the first time, this is your opportunity. We've got three great departures and we would love for you to join us.
All right. Well, and then there's another one coming up soon.
Yes, that's very exciting. So Alaska Travel Show in Pewaukee. We are beyond giddy. I talked to Colleen yesterday. She's leaving for Poland on the 7th. I'm leaving for France with the Battlefields trip tomorrow. But we had a chance to talk a little bit about this show that we're going to be doing on the 28th of September. We are giddy with excitement that we're actually going to be able to be with people in person at the Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee on the 28th of September at 6:30 p.m. to explore Alaska.
Yeah, and I hear Colleen really likes Alaska.
Just a bit. just a bit. She's the one that talked me into it, let me tell you. I was not in 2009, I guess it was my first time or some such thing. I was not a fan. I did not want to go. And my boss at the time didn't really even give me a choice. And we went, and it was phenomenal and fabulous. And with the exception of the pandemic year, I haven't missed a year. So
nice. Well, it is all about talking travel and answering questions. And we do have a question about Alaska here. Howard in Arizona on the line. Good morning. What's your question?
I'm traveling to Alaska and Canada, and I'm wondering if the COVID restrictions are still abound in Canada.
Not so much. The one thing that you are going to have to do is fill out the Arrive Can form. And anybody that's on your trip, meaning the cruise line or the tour company, will be able to assist you with that. What you may want to do is download that app before you leave, because it's something handy to have on your phone. And then if you have any questions as you're going through the process, somebody on your cruise ship should be able to assist you with that. But that's about the only thing. I mean, the Arrive Can is the only thing that you do really have to do.
Okay. So I don't have to get one of those COVID tests 2-3 days or whatever before sailing or...
No. Well, that you should check with your cruise company, because some cruise lines are still requiring that you show a negative test before you get on the land portion, and many are still asking for that negative test before you get on the ship. That's a cruise line situation, but for Canada, you just need the Arrive Can.
Okay. Thank you.
Safe travels. Thank you, Howard, for calling in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Rose Gray here to answer your questions, and we'll talk what's new and exciting in travel coming up. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 916. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers, a high of 78 today. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you, but there was some bigger news kind of coming out, some things that might be changing in the travel world.
Yeah, for sure. So one thing that was in the news this week is that the DOT has come up with a process or an idea, or it's in progress. They're still beta testing this and trying to get the consumers' feedback on this, as they're going to come up with a kind of concise, a set of rules that the airlines are going to have to live by when it comes to cancellations and delays, because this summer it has just been a nightmare and it's gotten better. The airlines have done some things to make it better, one of which is reduce their schedules, which that's not great for us as flyers, but it's great as for us as flyers when it comes to customer service and the chance that our flight's going to get canceled because they're still understaffed. It's just a situation that we all have to deal with. So what they're saying is you can't, as an airline, just arbitrarily decide what we're going to give you on any given day based on whether we've canceled or delayed a flight. You just can't. People should be aware of the fact that when you're purchasing an airline ticket, you are entering a contract with that airline. Mm-hmm. And you could go to their website and you could read the pages and pages of details about that contract that you've just entered into. But you'd have to have a law degree to do that or be really bored one day because it's endlessly long. So you don't know. You're standing at the airport, your flight's canceled, and you don't know. What are my recourse? What is my recourse here? And so what they're saying is if a flight is canceled, you're getting cash back. We're not going to give you a voucher. We're not going to give you, and we're going to give you that to back to the original form of payment. So we're going to refund your credit card, and it's going to happen within 7 to 20 days. The end.
That would be great. Wouldn't if this great? Would go through because for us as a consumer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're also going to make some provisions for delays. They're going to make some provisions for people who are unable to travel due to communicable diseases, as they're saying. They don't want to spell out or specifically say COVID, but this was born out of the pandemic, right. I'm sure. And that's going to be a voucher that's good for with no expiration date. So, you know, we're making great strides in that. I think with anything, the government is going to be taking long, hard looks at all of this, and it might be November before this is out, but then we'll know. Then you know, as a flyer, what are my rights? You don't have to be at the mercy of somebody at the ticket counter who may not even know what the airline's rules really are. Right. They're just handing out vouchers and handing out probably meal vouchers and things like that, hoping to maybe buy off, you know, somebody and say, you know, I'm sorry this happened, but man, that's really too bad. So
yeah. Consistency would be nice.
Consistency would be fantastic, and clarity, so we all know exactly what it is that's going on.
Okay. And so that's going on with the DOT.
Yep.
And then there was something else happening that people need to know
about.
So
between the 2nd of August, starting the 2nd of August, the U.S. government decided that they were going to give a pilot test run to the passport renewal online. Now, you can't do it yet. They got to the 25,000 passports that they wanted to try this out with in 10 days. So by the 12th, the program was already done. But they're looking at it to see how did it work? How did people like it? How is this going to happen? Because right now, you still do have to go to a passport agency. It's usually a clerk of court or very likely a post office. And then you basically go and say, I need to get my passport. And that's a process that you just have to go through the first time. But how cool would it be if you never had to do that again? Renewals, go get a picture taken and have them. You have to mail all this stuff in and you've got to do it certified and all that kind of stuff, that you could do it online. So we're looking to have that in the next couple months. What the government is warning people is don't see this and think to yourself, oh, wow, I was going to renew my passport because it only has 6 months validity left on it. We talk about that on the show a lot. I think I'll just wait till this new online service is available. Don't do that.
Yeah, we don't know when it's rolling out for sure. Or if, like they did the test run and they're hoping to get there.
That's a very good point. So right now, if you're getting a new passport, they're saying 8 to 11 weeks. And if you're renewing a passport, they're saying 5 to 7 weeks. We're seeing faster turnaround than that, but they're saying that to be on the safe side.
Right,
so,
right.
So you know.
855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. We do have something similar. It says, hi, Rose. I recently read a story about the global entry application process being backed up for more than 12 months. What do you know about that issue?
Well, I do know that somebody did text in last week, and we never did get to that said, praise the Lord, we got a couple of appointments. So you just have to be diligent and keep going back, because if all of a sudden they have cancellations, they put them back in there again.
Right.
So it is backed up. There's just no two ways about it. And if you're traveling internationally between now and when you may be able to get an appointment, you may be able to do that at the international arrival city. So for us, it's often O'Hare, but it could be anywhere. We had people that were traveling with me in May in Dublin. And remember, you clear customs in U.S. customs in Dublin, which is a lovely little perk. She ran down to that area of the airport because we were there 4 hours in advance. She had time. She got it done. So
you never know.
You never know.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. When we get back from the break, we'll talk to Dave in Whitewater about Budapest and Vienna. Ooh, sounds like a good trip. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well done, Isaac. There's Budapest by George Ezra Plain as we go over to Dave in Whitewater at 855-616-1620 and talk about Budapest. Good morning, Dave. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning. We have a trip planned. We're going to leave in just a little over a month. We're flying into Bucharest. We're taking the Viking cruise to Budapest, and we're going to extend our stay. And we plan on staying a few days in Vienna and then in Munich and flying home from Munich. And my question is, our options to get from Budapest to Vienna and then Vienna to Munich, and we're looking at trains. And I'm not sure if we need to make a reservation ahead of time or if we can just hop on a train.
Well, you actually, Dave, can just hop on a train if there are seats available on the particular train that you choose. So you're kind of going in the beginning of what we would consider to be shoulder season. So busy season being June through August. I never would do that during busy season without seats. But that being said, I certainly would say that you have a very good chance of being able just to buy your tickets. However, if you are more of the type A personality than the fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type personality, you certainly can get the train tickets before you go. And for an additional cost, it used to be $11, so I would say it's in that range if it's gone up a little bit. You can actually even reserve a seat assignment. And I'm a big fan of seat assignments on trains. You know what? Not everybody is. Certainly, there are other things to consider. If you want to go less expensively, you can do second class versus first class. And on those trains, that is not a very big difference. So there might be, you know, a 10 to 12 to 15 euro price break on going second class. Unlike some of the places in Europe or throughout the world where if you go second class, you're going to be in with the goats and the chickens, you will not have a bad experience in second class at all. But in first class, you do have the wherewithal to reserve your seats. So if you feel comfortable with that, they're easy enough to buy on the Eurail website. You can just buy them point to point, and then you go ahead and you add your seat assignments after you've made your reservation.
Okay. And another question, how timely are the trains? Because I was looking at, there's like a, we have to change trains at one point.
Yeah.
And there's only about 10 minutes between catching the train.
I will tell you, Dave, they are the most efficient system in the world. It is remarkably embarrassing for us in the United States when we talk about our rail system. And I'm sure that's where your fear and your anxiety is coming from, because in the U.S. you wouldn't feel comfortable with that at all. In Europe, it's easy as can be. The platform that you have to go from point A to point B is right next to each other. So you're not running through a rail station trying to catch a train. You're just going to move
suitcases.
Exactly. You're just going to move from one platform to the other. So it's going to be super easy.
Okay.
Yeah, they can't.
Yeah, my concern is that the train that we're on is going to be like, you know, a half hour late. We miss
our
connection.
They are so efficient, Dave. They're so efficient. And the other thing is, if you would miss that connection, there's going to be another one very soon thereafter. But they wouldn't offer those connecting trains if they were concerned that there's an issue with connections or if they have a history of late trains. So they're very good. They're very efficient. Riding the rails in Europe is the way to go.
Okay.
All right. Have a great trip. That sounds like amazing. Your Budapest to Bucharest was probably my most amazing river cruise of all my river cruises. So you will enjoy it thoroughly.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that we have enough high water to make the trip.
It's getting better. It's getting better. We've got people on the Rhine right now, and things are getting much, much better.
Well, that's good news.
Yep.
All right, Dave, have a great Labor Day weekend. Thanks for the phone call. All right, we have a minute here before we have to jump to the news. Tell people how to get in touch with Fox World Travel.
So what you can do any day, Monday through Friday, except this coming Monday, is Kyle866-GO-FOX-GO or check out our website, foxworldtravel.com.
And what do you guys all specialize in?
Everything. And that's what we're going to talk about after the break, because okay, we can talk about what is Fox World Travel and why would I want to join that team?
Oh, you guys are hiring.
There you go.
All right. More of that next. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Give us a call if you have questions or just want to talk travel. Right now, we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center and Eric Bilstead.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. It is the Harley-Davidson Home Run Rally this weekend throughout the state. A lot of different Harley dealers doing festivities, so watch out for bikes on the road as you're traveling around out there. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Love to hear from you, but right now we're going to hear about job possibilities.
I know, it's true. Well, I just heard, I listened to you all morning long, and I heard Fawn from Olson's yep, talking about jobs. I heard the guy from Aaron's talking yep, about jobs. Then I heard people talking, David Nason talking about how to become a home inspector. And I thought, this is my opportunity to tell everybody there are 22 career opportunities on our website right now, and that you don't have to be a travel person to work at Fox World Travel. So I should let everybody know, Fox World Travel is the 28th largest travel agency in the United States.
Wow.
What do we do? We do vacation travel, which is what we talk about on this show. What we love to talk about, the fun side of the business, in my opinion.
Right.
But a big chunk of our business is also business travel. So we have lots and lots of people who take business reservations. And right now, Fox has realized that one thing we can do is take service-minded, customer service-minded people and train them in travel. So okay, that's one way to look at it. The other thing I'm looking at is some of these jobs are absolute travel technology support. Well, that's, you know, a computer nerd, right? I mean, whatever. Accounts receivable specialist. So you're working someplace and you're in accounts receivable and you want to work for a fun family-owned business like Fox, this is your opportunity. Lots of these are hybrid and remote as well.
Okay. So, and if I work those, do I get some of the perks of the
course,
travel industry?
Yes. We all have travel benefits that you get when you work at a travel company. So I'm just telling you, if you haven't looked at our website lately, foxworldtravel.com. And then where do you go when you get to that part of it? You go to Why Fox. You can learn about our company, but there's the career tab in there. You will see the 22 positions that I just let you know about, and there are more that will be coming. But we just got a newsletter yesterday, and I honestly think there was like 15 new hires that they featured
wow,
in there.
So you guys are still staffing up.
We absolutely are. And we're exploding. I mean, travel is big. We know that. It's getting bigger. I think if the pandemic did nothing else, it taught people that they need help when they do their travel, because they don't want to be on the hook for months and months and months for a refund, or they don't want to be standing in line with no one to call and no one to help. Or you may be working in the HR department and part of your job is to manage your travel, and that's not what you signed up for when you thought you were going to become an HR specialist.
Right.
Maybe you say to your CEO, why am I doing the travel managing? Why can't we get somebody like Fox to come in and manage our travel for us? So meetings and incentives, destination weddings, group travel, vacation travel, corporate travel, we do it all.
You mentioned that you can do a lot of, some of this is remote.
Yeah.
What is it Fox World Travel in southeastern Wisconsin? Where are the locations?
Okay, so our headquarters are in Oshkosh, of course, and that's where some of this takes place. But we have people who are online reservation fulfillment people that are working from their home.
Okay.
And they are working from all over the United States.
It depends on the position as to where you can work.
Absolutely.
Or will work.
Okay. And there may be some times when you would be required to come in, and that's going to be a hybrid situation. So probably that's going to be an Oshkosh or Valley job. But lots and lots and lots of these are completely and totally remote.
All right. Connie of Manitowoc kind of speaks to what you did just mentioned in her text here. It says, I look to use Fox World Travel. You'd be crazy not to use an agent with airline travel. Who would I contact if she's trying to get her and her 12-year-old daughter on a trip to Mexico or something, maybe over spring break or Christmas break? Are we too late in that window?
We're not. And I did respond to the text, but I want to do it on air as well. It's never too late. It's really just a matter of what's available. And rather than you having to sort through all of that and say, is this a good deal? Why is this so expensive? If I move my date one day in either direction, would that help? All of those kinds of things. You can let the travel advisor you're working with know that. These are my dates, but I'm flexible this way or this way. This is what we're looking for. What can you find for me? And it's not impossible. There still is space for Christmas. We still have spring break space. We have all kinds of fun group activities that you can look up on our website. We've got, you know, there's always a possibility. I would never say never. I would never say this is completely and 100% sold out. You just have to be, how flexible are you?
Okay, and 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, except this coming Monday.
Right.
You call up and you get somebody and they help you out.
Right.
Or you can fill out the contact us form at foxworldtravel.com and somebody will call you back.
Right, and that's the best way to do it, because somebody then is sorting through those and say, oh my gosh, we've got somebody that wants to go to Egypt. We have 3 Egypt specialists on staff right now that are available. I'm going to shoot this to them so they can follow up on them. Not everybody is going to be well-versed in every single destination in the world.
Right?
It's a really big world. But we know who's good at things. And of course, for example, you know, Mexico and the Caribbean and big ship cruising and river cruising in Alaska, the very, very meat of it all, the things that we really do a lot of, everybody's trained up in,
right,
for sure. But then there are some people that have a passion for a particular destination or have been there and done certifications. We've got all kinds of opportunities for our staff members to do those kinds of things. And then they become a certified fill-in-the-blank specialist. We put that on our website and we direct those inquiries to them.
Perfect. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620. Another one here says, does Fox do business with Uniworld?
We not only do business with Uniworld, it is one of our absolutely most fun ones ever. It is a higher end. So we talked about Avalon because we did the Avalon show just this past Wednesday, and they are remarkable. What their claim to fame is, of course, is newest fleet on the European rivers and the panoramic suites. So these are floor-to-ceiling, right, sliding glass doors. Uniworld is a little bit different, a little more high-end, a few more inclusions, like instead of just beer and wine with lunch and dinner, all of your cocktails are included. A few more excursions are included. And then the one thing, I guess, that would set them apart especially is they're over-the-top. Over-the-top kind of has a bad day. Let's say they're opulent. Is that a bad word? No. So the Tolman family that owns Uniworld has gone above and beyond when it comes to decorating these ships.
Okay.
Each one of them is different. They own Red Carnation Hotels. If you've ever stayed in or looked at a Red Carnation Hotel, they're unbelievably beautiful. There's every detail is thought out. And so these are very decorated ships. These are gorgeous, gorgeous ships.
Something to check out if you've never been on one.
Yeah.
And you guys can help.
And I love them. I love them, love them, love them. So.
All right. We are going to take a break. When we get back, more of your calls and texts. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 946. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers today. A high of 78, already at 76. But the temperature after noon starts dropping, so be ready for that. 866 or 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Got a question here that says, what can you tell me about Roatan?
Roatan is becoming more and more popular. One of the reasons being that it is often a port. Honduras is the country. Roatan is the city. The port, and it's a very common port of call for cruise lines. So people will get off in Roatan and go, wow, we only got 5 hours in Roatan. It was so amazing. I want to go back.
Right.
Because what is there to do in Roatan? Everything. It's very Central American. So there's, of course, snorkeling galore for people who love water sports. They've got zip lining there. Of course, it was invented in Costa Rica, but it's translated throughout the entire world. But Central America's got it down because you are above the treetops.
Yeah, that's awesome.
How it really started. Lots of monkeys and sloths and parrots and macaws and jungles that have that kind of thing. And then you can also do like shopping and a day trip. Get a driver and do Roatan for the day. That's a cool thing. But pretty much hanging out on the beach, that's what you do in Roatan.
All right. 855-616-1620. What's the best way, cost-effective-wise, for five people to get from LaGuardia to Manhattan?
Well, cost-effective, I would say, is the MTA, which is the Metropolitan Transport... MTA. Metropolitan Transportation Authority. Okay. I think that's what that stands for.
Sounds good.
Anyway, they go from the airport to Manhattan to Queens. They got connections. You can get all the way out to Long Island if you want to do that. So, and it's like $3.
Okay.
So that's probably, the subway should not scare people. If you, first of all, the beautiful thing about it is everything's in English. So unlike when you're in other countries and you're trying to use their public transportation, their subway, their trains, this is all in English. So that's probably the least expensive way to do it. Certainly there are private shuttles that one could offer as well. But if you're looking for economical, that's the way to do it.
All right. Let's go over to Jim in Pewaukee. Good morning, Jim. What's your question?
Hi, Rose. I am planning a vacation. I want to go to St. Lucia. I've always wanted to go there, and I've always wanted to stay at a Sandals. And I'm thinking of Sandals Grand in St. Lucia, but I've read some reviews on TripAdvisor, so I just wanted to get your opinion about it.
I love Sandals Grand myself. I love St. Lucia. St. Lucia's so cool because the Piton Mountains come right up to the water in some places. So unlike other island destinations where you go, and Jamaica comes to mind, the Blue Ridge Mountains are in the middle of the island, and to go there you have to take a day trip. Here the mountains are so close and so accessible and so beautiful. I'm thinking that as of late, Sandals in general, are you seeing just the Grand getting bad reviews, or are you seeing other Sandals on that same website, maybe Regency Latoque or Halcyon, getting bad reviews?
I haven't really looked at those two, because I've wanted to. I thought the Grand was maybe the nicest of them.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Okay.
Here's what I think is happening. Two things. I do think that the pandemic has caused them, like everybody else, some issues with staffing and service. The other thing I am very confident of is that Sandals' reputation is beyond, you know, people know of Sandals. Sandals was, if not the first, one of the first all-inclusive concepts. So Butch Stewart, who's recently passed away, had this great idea to have these all-inclusive, he's from Jamaica, have all these inclusive resorts, and they grew and grew, but they were about the customer service. That's what they stand on, the couple's experience and the customer service. And so I think because people think of their reputation should be exemplary, and I think when people don't get exactly what they envision, and I understand that perception is reality, I get that, but I think they've got this sometimes unrealistic expectation, and then I think they take to places like TripAdvisor and other chat boards where they can express that.
Okay.
I would have, honestly, Sandals to me is the epitome of an all-inclusive luxury resort.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
Have Appreciate a great it. Trip. Thanks for calling in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. One final segment next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 954, 76, a high of 78 today with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Let's get to the last few questions here before we wrap it up for the day. Any experience with a good company for bike and barge trips? They're looking at taking trips from Amsterdam to somewhere in Belgium.
Yeah, so the way this works, it's kind of a cool concept. You've heard about barging in France or barging in the Netherlands. This is kind of a thing that came out about 10 or 15 years ago where you're in a very, very small vessel. You know everybody on the boat. It's kind of like being on a houseboat on the Mississippi, but you're in a barge in Europe. And oftentimes there is a chef involved, but not always. And you go off and you do your own thing. What a lot of companies have done is partner with a bike company. So what they do is you bike along the waterway and your barge moves from city to city to city, and then you just stop and you get on the barge, and that's where you sleep and eat, and then the next morning you head out and the barge goes on and you meet the barge
that
at your next city.
Awesome.
It's very, very cool. There's a couple of them. Witte, W-I-T-T-E, is one that I know of, but there's a number of them. I would probably just reach out to one of our advisors and let them work that out for you, but it's a very cool concept.
All right. We are going on the Globus Hidden Treasures of Southern Italy at the end of October. Do we need converters for our small electrical grooming appliances?
So you don't necessarily need converters. You need adapters. So a converter is something that converts the voltage from the appliance itself so that it doesn't blow up when you plug it in. The adapter is more important. It's the thing, the European plug, because our plugs don't look like their plugs.
Okay.
So that's more important. I will tell you, though, even if you have a converter or an adapter or what, even on some of the appliances, like I know on women's, don't bring hair dryers. You don't need that because every single hotel, everybody's got hair dryers, and that's not worth it. But on like curling irons, if you ever look, sometimes there's a little switch, a little round black toggle thing that'll go between the 110 and the 220, and you can just convert it. But that's the number one thing that blows up. I mean, and I don't want to make it sound like it's an explosion in your room, but burns out. You will all of a sudden have put your plug in, you'll go off to do something else and you'll think, what is that smell? And yep, that's the end of your curling iron. So
all right, so we can view the recording from this past Wednesday of the 2023 Europe River Cruises Navigate the Extraordinary, and hit one more time the big event coming up.
Absolutely. So what you want to do is go to resources, and then under resources, vacation travel shows and events, Alaska Travel Show in Pewaukee, September 28th. I know this is going to be big. We may end up getting to the fire code capacity and have to end it.
Right.
Because I know, if nothing else, people are going to want to come to a travel show because they haven't been to one in 2 years plus. And Colleen and I feel the same way. So this is happening at 6:30 p.m. at the Ingleside. It's all things Alaska, highlighting our 2023 group travel for Alaska.
Okay, and it does say register now, so you need to be registered for this one because, like you said, it's probably going to fill up.
Well, and here's what happens. Sometimes people don't, and oftentimes when we have it at great big venues and it's not 2.5 years since we've done one, we can accommodate them. We may have to turn people away if you haven't registered and somebody else has. So I'd really just suggest go ahead and register so that we can meet you in person on the 28th of September at 6:30 p.m. at the Ingleside and talk about our favorite topic, Alaska.
All right. Are you excited for the Packers to start next week?
I'm going to be on the road, so I'm going to be viewing that 7 hours different time zone and all of that. But yes, I am very excited because the Brewers have let me down. I need to find something to be happy about. Last night was just a bust in sports in my world all the way around. So.
All right. Well, good seeing you.
Yeah.
Enjoy your trip. Safe travels.
All right, so it'll be Libby and Andrea next week.
Libby and Andrea filling in on the Fox World Travel Show next week. Thank you for tuning in today. When we get back, we will hear from Eric Bilstad in the WTMJ Breaking News Center and the guys from from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.